I am just a rolling stone, never landed any place to call my own. To call my own. Well, it seems like so long ago, but it really ain't. You know, I started off a crazy kid. Miracle I made it through the things I did. Things I did. Someday I'll go where there ain't no rain or snow. Till then, I'll travel on. And I'll make my bed with the stars above my head. And I dream of a place called. Got a chance to settle down, get a job and live in town, work in some old factory. I never liked the foreman standing over me. Over me. Though I'd rather walk a windy road, rather know the things I know and see the world. Regrets, no looking back, no goodbyes, no goodbyes. Someday I'll go where there ain't no rain or snow. Till then, I travel on and I make my bed. With stars above my head, and I dream of a place called
to pay.
Ain't nobody home.
you. Used to place no one else above you. Gave you everything I own. You can't come back here, girl. Ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home. Once upon a time, when you went on your way, girl, I hope and pray, babe, that you'd come back someday. But time has made some changes, turned me upside down. So you can beg me now, to forgive you. Oh, but baby, turn around, turn around. Ain't nobody home now. Ain't nobody home. Oh, no, no, baby. Girl, hey. I used to love you. Time when you went on your way, girl, I hope and pray that you'd come back to me someday. The time has made some changes, turned me upside down. Now you can beg me to forgive you, but this time, baby, you can turn around, baby.
Take a fall, you seen what you like. choice is gone. Well, it's alright. Baby, I've been walking over y'all. Desolation Angel Radio for the week of January 21st. Short one this week. Up in Buffalo, it's 8 degrees outside. Got down to minus 4 last night. And it was the full moon, the full blood wolf moon, I believe they called it. It's amazing to me exactly what happened and how it happened. Been working on this house for a year, and everybody told me, replace the front door. Ash is here. He's staying with me for a couple of months, and he's a brother and such a skilled craftsman. And we decided to take on cutting a 6x8 foot opening in the front of the house during Winter Storm Harvey and replace the front door. For those of you who know me and know my life, it's a metaphor. The entire interior, the entire first floor is gutted down to the studs. There's a new door. And there was someone in my life at one point in time who understood implicitly what that metaphor about rebuilding a home was. And it was about rebuilding a person and looking at who I'd been and the mistakes I'd made and the things about me that were toxic and bad, and stripping it all down to nothing and rebuilding. And if anything, especially going back to the Nomad Project and helping those people and deciding to keep it going, because my heart went out to all the people I'd met in missions and shelters over Christmas last night here in Buffalo when it was down to 11 below and the wind chill made it feel like 18 below, 35 below. And yeah, I'm that guy that rides around now in his truck with a whole box of scarves and hats and gloves in his back seat to hand out to the guy standing on the corner. I'm the guy that took in, I'm the tough badass that took in the cat that the neighbors abandoned. And she's a little loopy and a little crazy, but I would be too if my humans had just left me and dumped me out in the middle of a Buffalo winter. And she'll get used to it. She'll get used to how things are and how life is now. But I reflect on a lot of things. And people ask, why did I change the format of this? I changed the format of this for a simple reason, to give myself a voice. I've told a little bit of my story over the last three shows. And because people ask, why are you the way you are? Well, unless you lived my life, you wouldn't know it. You know, and you have to get to know me. I am someone that, very simply, if you want to know something, you have to ask me. And I don't mean on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I don't mean with text. Text is the worst possible form of communication. Talk to me. Call me on the phone. Best, talk to me face-to-face, because human communication is 5% the words that come out and 95% body language and emotional tone. And I say all that because when I started the project, which it really started back on Thanksgiving weekend, I got trolled pretty hard by somebody who managed to alienate a whole segment of people. And that's a choice on everybody's part, but the other part of it is, it's a lesson for me, more than anything. And the other part of it is there's probably only about 12 people in my life that know me really well. And if you're questioning, am I? You're probably not. Seriously, that there's probably only 12 people total that know me really well. If you haven't heard it from me, if you haven't seen it with your own eyes, if you haven't talked to me about it, then you don't know. And you don't know anything. And that's really cool because I thought about there's a grand total of 6 people that saw what this house looked like before we gutted it, before we took it to studs, before we replaced the front door. And yeah, during a lunar eclipse and every planet is in, wasn't as direct and not in retrograde. But it changed both the feel of the house, the warmth of the house, and allowed me to wake up this morning, get my ass packed so I can go back unexpectedly to Louisiana, give Ash a direction to work in, and give me an idea of what this house can look like, what it can be. And potential is nothing. After that, it's always about, you know, what can you do with it from there? And that's incredibly important. So it's about potential put into real world action. And I don't know what else to say other than that, you know. If you don't get it, you don't get it. If you get it, you get it. You just need to know something. You know, especially if you're somebody who knows me. I had somebody refer to me this weekend as a hard shell marshmallow, and I think that's probably pretty true. If you're my friend, I love you, and I'd do anything for you. And if you don't understand something I've done, something I'm doing, if you've only heard about it from someone, if you don't understand what that is, you need to talk to me. And I mean talk. For real, and a lot of people avoid that. And I get that because people's reactions to me, I'm an extreme person and I do extreme things. And their reaction, for the most part, is a reflection of their own unhealed trauma. So I don't take it personally. So it's a whole set of songs this week about home because me. I'm building a home, not just for me, but for my friends, for a lot of those people that I met on the street, for what's to come for everybody. I'm building a home. And like I say, if you think you know what's happening, you don't. But if you want to know what's happening, and if you want to know what's going on with me, you get a hold of me, and let's talk. Let's have coffee. Hell, come on over and help and be part of renovating and make that part of your own spirit and soul and part of helping to build homes. Because this is a strange, dark time we live in. And more than anything, what I see is people uprooted and homeless. No spiritual home, no emotional home, no mental home, no physical home. It's like I said when I was reciting Tom Joad. Come with me and let's build a home. I love y'all. Just enjoy the music.
Meet at the bar, we'll buy us a round. We'll Well, toast that, we're back on. Well, toast this damn town. And he's still working behind the bar. You can buy her a drink, I'll sleep in the car. Well, let's go. It's on the way back home. It's on the way back home. It's on the way back home. Be there soon. Be there soon. One of two choices, I guess I've made mine. Drinking a different town nearly every night. Now you don't drink months at a time. I owe you a couple rounds. We're back home now. Meet at the bar. We'll drink to old times. We'll toast that we're back home. And those left behind. And he's still working behind.
Falling down like rain. into your empty bourbon glass. Pour it out, fill it up again until you feel no pain. Wander to that bar and everybody's having fun. They don't understand. If I could see that smile, I'd hold it in a frame just for a while. Take me to the edge of the highway, find my way back home. And it's staring back at you. It's like an empty freight-line moon through the dead of night. No end in sight, nowhere to go. With no place to call your home. Yeah, there ain't no voice on the other end of the telephone. Oh, and I wish I could see that smile. Take me to the edge of the highway, find my way back home. Yeah, I find my way back home. Yeah, I find my way back home.
Beside me, but now is the